This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year during the holiday season, UPS acknowledged it delivered millions of packages late. This year, we'll see how many are late, but UPS expects to deliver 800 million packages between Thanksgiving and Christmas on time. Now, one reason, what are called super hubs full of automation. WABE's Tasneem Shama takes us to a hub in Atlanta.
The new facility is huge, the size of about 20 football fields. Inside, it's a maze. 18 miles of conveyor belts, diagonally stacked above each other. When you look up towards the ceiling, packages zip past, 3 per second. Each package is stamped with what are called smart labels. They include basic information, like origin, destination. The labeled packages then go through what look like tunnels with red lights. Kim Krebs with UPS says these are six-sided scanners.
Regardless of the positioning of the box and where that smart label with all of the information of where that box needs to go is, you can get it on all sides.
More shipping companies, like UPS, are turning to automation to increase speed, make fewer mistakes, and save money, says Issam Moussaoui. He teaches logistics and supply chain management at Georgia Southern University.
So you can turn a machine on when needed and or turn it off when not needed without much of a downside compared to human labor.
Still, UPS says this facility employs about 3,000 people. At the master control room, more than 24 employees monitor live video from 600 cameras and sensors.
40 on 1 and 2, 8. Renita, what y'all got stats?
I think 9 and 10, they got 19 people. They probably need a couple more, but King gonna move across.
Dan Kuzman is the control room manager. His team makes sure packages keep moving.
By monitoring all the TVs up here, they assist the operations outside down on the floor on, you know, giving them a heads up on heavy flow, if there's any jams, where to move their people to keep it going.
UPS says it's spending more time analyzing data. It's also using artificial intelligence with programs that can predict where there will be slowdowns. ShipMatrix tracks shipping performance for all three big carriers, UPS, FedEx, and the post office. In the post-Thanksgiving holiday delivery crunch, it says all of them were delivering about 98% of packages on time. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shama for Marketplace.